end!
No, it shan't. Because LifeLock monitors your info and alerts you to identity threats. If you become a victim, a dedicated U.S.-based specialist will help fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but LifeLock helps you keep what's yours. Join today and save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART for 25% off at LifeLock.com. And remember,
25% saved is 25% earned.
If your retirement plan is on set it and forget it, it's time you take control. Tune in to Financial Safari with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. For more than 25 years, Coach Pete has been helping people just like you plan for retirement. Join Coach Pete every week as he discusses topics like why your retirement plan should also be an income plan and how to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k. Financial Safari with Coach Pete, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m., and Tuesdays at 6 p.m., all right here on 670 AM, KMZQ.
Both were prosecutors in the Clark County District Attorney's Office, each with 25 years of experience. One was chief of the Special Victims Unit, the other chief of the Homicide Unit. Both dedicated, both respected. Together, they are Craig Hendricks and Frank Como, the Vegas Dream Team for criminal defense you need in your corner. Call 702-222-9999 or visit VegasDreamTeam.com, a division of DeCastro Verde Law Group.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Supreme Court is reviving a lawsuit brought by a Georgia college student who sued school officials after being prevented from distributing Christian literature on campus. The high court in an 8-1 decision Monday sided with the student and against Georgia Gwinnett College. At issue was whether the case could continue because the now graduated student was only seeking so-called nominal damages of $1. Lower court said the case was moot, but the Supreme Court disagreed. Liberty Counsel's Matt Staver tells Salem Radio News this is a big win because Christian literature can be distributed, but there's also a bigger point.
This college shouldn't be able to get away with that scot-free without paying some consequential penalties for doing what it did. And those penalties will at least be attorney's fees and cost. And it may include a declaration from the court that this original policy, which is no question, was unconstitutional.
The 8-1 decision was written by Justice Clarence Thomas. Chief Justice John Roberts was the lone dissenting vote. Federal health officials say fully vaccinated Americans can gather with other vaccinated people indoors without wearing a mask or social distancing. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky said the recommendations are just a first step.
As more people get vaccinated and the science and evidence expands, and as the disease dynamics of this country change, we will continue to update this guidance.
The guidance is designed to address a growing demand as more adults have been getting vaccinated and wondering if it gives them greater freedom to visit family members, travel, or do other things like they did before the COVID-19 pandemic swept the world last year. Jury selection in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, accused in the death of George Floyd, is on hold while a court considers whether to reinstate a third-degree murder charge. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A heart attack? He was 47. What about Janice and the kids? Do they have life insurance?
No.
Call SelectQuote now and get the insurance your family needs at a price you can afford.
In minutes, SelectQuote found John, 45, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $29 a month. And his wife, Ann, 43, in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for only $21 a month.
At SelectQuote, we comparison shop some of the most trusted insurance companies in America to find you the best rate in minutes. And it's free.
For your free quote, call 1-800-644-1331. That's 1-800-644-1331. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-644-1331.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The Metro Police Department saw a 37% increase in retirements last year, but police officials say it's not due to the growing call for police reforms here in Nevada and across the country. Metro officials say the jump in retirements is probably due to the police department's growth spurt in the 90s, which means many officers are now reaching retirement age. 223 officers retired last year compared to 163 the previous year. 8 downtown Las Vegas City streets are going to be closed to traffic over the next month as a test run for a planned road project which could cost upwards to $1 billion. According to reports in the Review Journal, several streets between 7th and 21st will be partially closed until March 28th and completely closed between March 29th and April 12th. NDOT announced the streets in the test run could be permanently closed. Well, in just his fourth race since being reinstated after using a racial slur during an online race, Kyle Larson led for 103 laps to take the checkered flag at the Pennzoil 400 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway yesterday. Las Vegas native and fan favorite Kyle Busch, he got third.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
As we check out the traffic cams, a semi-trailer has turned over on Interstate 15 southbound at Charleston. Only one lane has been available through there, so do expect some sluggishness all the way back to Washington there. Also, look for some heavy volumes, 215 north at Decatur and 215 west at Tenaya.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Monday, brand new week after a great weekend. Boy, was this a great weather weekend or what? Man, oh man, oh man, it was absolutely wonderful. We had a great race weekend with NASCAR. I got to tell you, I watched it on TV, and it looked great. And the fans looked like they were having lots of fun. That was really, really cool. Congratulations, as Gentleman Jim mentioned, Kyle Larson. Did really well. He won the race, the Pennzoil 400, and also the guy that I even put $20 down on him, Chase Briscoe. He won both Xfinity races last year, finished 21st, but I was only out $20. The odds were 100-1. I would have won what, $2,000 if he had won. He didn't. Oh well. But it was a fun weekend all the way around. Lots of hockey, the NBA All-Star Game, all kinds of stuff to watch on TV. Really, really good. Tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with Victor Jakes, the 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He joins us on our line. First of all, Victor, how was your weekend, my friend?
It was great. Thank you, Kevin.
Did you get outside and enjoy some of the weather?
Yeah, I did. We got to spend quite a bit of time outside, and it was a lot of fun. So.
Okay, here's the question all of America wants to know. Were you watching Meghan Markle and Prince Harry?
No, I did not see that. I know that was a big draw for a lot of people, but not necessarily up my alley.
Let me just ask you, and I'm just curious, I'm not a big Royals fan. I am a fan of the Kansas City Royals baseball team, but that's about as close as it comes. Why is there this fascination? 17 million people watched and were enthralled, with Oprah and Meghan Markle and Prince Harry and the Royals. Tell me where the fascination is in America about that, because we don't have a monarchy.
Well, I think that's certainly part of it. It's something that we don't have here. But I mean, really, the royal family, and not to diminish, their historical importance. But at the moment, they're in some ways the Kardashians before the Kardashians. They're famous because they are famous, and so people are interested in what's happening. And I think there's something that even goes back to people's childhood. You talk about the prince saving the princess. I mean, that's one of the oldest stories in the books, and here we actually have real life princes and princesses and queens and kings, and so people are interested. They want to know what's happening, and then you make it salacious at all, and people are really interested.
Oh my God. Getting to the question of is the British monarchy, is it racist? I mean, the questions, and I don't know if you've been following any of this subsequently, but the whole deal of if indeed there are royals who are questioning the blackness of the baby. I mean, I'm like, God, what do you make of this? I mean, this whole idea that there may be people that were questioning whether the Meghan Markle's baby should end up getting protection, whether she should he or she should get a name. I mean, to me, it's pretty salacious.
Well, it is, absolutely, and I mean, obviously, every child is important, and skin color doesn't matter about that, and I just. It seems a lot like a he said, she said type of thing when it comes to those specific allegations. I mean, I think more broadly, they've cut themselves off from the royal family. And so, it shouldn't be a surprise that their kid's not going to have the same benefits of being a prince or a princess that they would have if they had stayed in the royal family. And I don't really understand. And again, I have to admit, I've not been following this super closely, but I don't understand this idea that you have to cut yourself off because, the royal family is racist or mean to you or terrible, but also you should have all the benefits of being a part of the royal family. See, it seems like once you choose one path, you lose the privileges of what would have been there if you had stayed on the other path.
Is the monarchy something whose time has come and gone? I mean, to me, this is not relevant. I think it's interesting, but it's not terribly relevant to the problems we have in the world we live in today.
Well, I mean, I think that's certainly true. I mean, obviously, the monarch isn't really an authority figure. It's kind of more something that represents the Britain or represents the country. And so I think there is some historical value in that. And, you know, obviously if the Brits want to have a monarch that, you know, is just kind of there and is famous, I mean, go for it. It doesn't stress me out at all. But, I think it's nice that we don't have one here. So.
I want to get back to the real world, and that of course involves the whole issue of Congress and the Senate, and I guess tomorrow the House of Representatives will take on the issue of the COVID-19 relief deal. The Senate did its job. Now the question is, will the House agree to the measure? What do you think is going to happen? Do you have any feel for if Nancy Pelosi is going to have the votes to push this thing across the finish line, and we can all get our $1,400 checks?
Well, I think it's a sure thing. I mean, I think the Senate was always going to be the holdup, given the composition there, and I expect they'll ratify it, and Biden will sign it. You know, if not tomorrow, then Wednesday. So I mean, the Spendapalooza is here, and is I think really just a staggering amount of money, given where the economy's at and all the money that they've spent before. And it's kind of passe to say it'll come from the future generation. at some point the money has to be paid back or the currency inflates, and neither of those are really good options.
I want to ask you, because under the radar, the House passed H.R. 1. It bans, and I don't know how much you know about it, but I'm going to give you a quick synopsis. It bans voter ID laws. It uses taxpayer dollars to fund campaigns. It legalizes ballot harvesting and same-day voter registration. It prevents officials from removing ineligible voters, from purging people from the rolls. I don't like anything about this bill, but it's kind of been operating under the radar. What do you make of H.R. 1? How much do you know about it?
Well, you could call it the Help America Vote Twice Act, because you talk about a bill that is just going to gut election security, and that's it. And there's really two issues. One is, should the federal government be telling states how they run elections? And no, they shouldn't be. They shouldn't be telling states how to run elections. And then you look at the merits of the individual proposal, and what you've outlined is, going to undercut the confidence people can have in the elections. Those are measures, many of them, that are easy to exploit for those who are willing to commit fraud. You're removing safeguards in the system, and that's very concerning. I mean, that's extremely concerning, especially when the country is so closely divided. Election security takes on an even more importance, because you want people to have confidence that even if they don't like the outcome, they can know that the outcome was fair and it was a true reflection of what people wanted. But when you pass, if this goes through, you put in place measures that, make it possible to cheat and cheat on a more significant level, it takes away the reasons that people should be confident in the outcomes, whatever they are.
I want to ask you, because one of the things that this H.R. 1 does, it makes absentee ballots counted 10 days after Election Day valid. And again, more than anything, it's federalizing elections, which have always been, correct me if I'm wrong, kind of a local issue. Are we changing the way we do voting?
Oh, I mean, yeah, it'd be a huge change, a seismic shift, both in where the decisions are made and then in terms of what the procedures are. And both of those, both of those things are reasons to oppose this bill, to think that this is the wrong thing. I mean, if you want to say the federal government is well qualified to run elections, I mean, I don't know what you're looking at. the pandemic, would we just live this through the whole last year, or they said 2 weeks to stop the spread, and here we are a year later? The post office, fine example of government management. So no, I do not want the federal government mandating how elections are going, and I don't even want them mandating good, what I consider good policies like voter ID or more more restrictions on vote by mail. It's something the state should do. We have a federal system. It's a mistake to try and say, you know, the federal government needs to make all the decisions.
Well, the other thing it does, it rigs redistricting, and it really prevents states from drawing their own maps. That, to me, sounds unconstitutional. I'm not a constitutional scholar. Don't pretend to play one on radio. I'm just saying it seems very, very weird. I want to ask you about redistricting because it's coming up. And I guess my question is, can you explain how redistricting works just on a local level, on a statewide level? Because that's the way this has always been done, district by district.
Yeah, so what happens is, you know, traditionally the state legislature will create the districts. You know, they do it every 10 years, and the reason is that people move. Some districts lose people, some districts gain people, and they want to make sure that the districts represent as close to an even amount of people as possible, and that's why they redraw the map. And so what's happened is, you know, there's a lot of power in being able to draw the maps. And so political parties, both sides, I mean, this is just as old as politics. You know, they draw these districts sometimes in just crazy ways to maintain advantages that they have. And so there's been a push by, you know, some states to have independent commissions, quote unquote, do it. But, you know, the problem is that at the end of the day, someone has to make the decision, and the decision is usually going to benefit one side or the other. And so the side in power wants to be the ones making those decisions.
More coming up. Victor Jakes, 3-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We'll talk about his latest column and a whole lot more coming up as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Monday on AM 670 KMZQ.
Las Vegas Best Talk. Mike Gallagher, 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you, 9 to noon. Listen to Charlie Kirk, noon to 3. Drive home with Kevin Wall, 3 to 6. And end your day with Jim Bohannon, 7 to 10. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Psychery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasPsychery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local for a Monday, the brand new week beginning. Victor Jenks joining us as he does every Monday, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and his column over the weekend about the ERA. As I was growing up, ERA was always involving Major League Baseball pitchers and nothing else. Now it's the Equal Rights Amendment. The legislature's taking it up. First of all, give us a little background on the ERA, the Equal Rights Amendment, here in the state of Nevada.
Well, there was a, if I could, actually, there was a big national push for this in the 1970s, basically said, you know, the rights, equality of rights should not be abridged or infringed based on sex. And, you know, it sounds good, right? I mean, it, you know, men and women are equal. The government should treat everyone the same. I think people kind of intuitively are drawn to that, and for good reason. But the problem is that there's a difference between viewing everyone equally and treating everyone exactly the same. And so what the problem with the original ERA and what actually sunk it is they said, well, what does this mean for men and women's bathrooms? You know, because you as a woman don't have the right to go in a man's bathroom, but you're treated equally because you are able to go to a bathroom with all women. And so that, you know, kind of these unintended consequences of, well, you know, yeah, we want people treated equally, but does that mean we treat them exactly the same? So what we have in Nevada is a proposed constitutional amendment that would put those protections in place on a host of categories. You know, and some of these are not objectionable. Race, you know, I don't think the government should be treating people differently based on their skin color. But you look at some of things like age, you know, that's something that's going to be unique potentially to Nevada's Equal Rights Amendment. And you start thinking, well, is there reasons that the government treats people differently based on how old they are? Yes, there are. In fact, there are some really good reasons that the government treats people differently. For instance, you have to be 18 to vote. You have to be 21 to drink or to gamble. If you are an older person, you know, there are different restrictions on you when it comes to getting your driver's license renewed. And those all make sense. It doesn't mean we think people are unequal because of how old they are, but we recognize that, you know, look, sometimes there's policies that need to go in place based on people's age.
Well, and then there's the issue of adding a gender identity, something that's relatively new to the lexicon, where it's not what you are, it's what you think you are. Tell me what happens if the legislature passes it again. Does it become law, or does it...
So it would go to the voters next year. So in fall of 2022, it would go to the voters for a vote. And so, you know, what the Democrats and the supporters of this are doing, and actually includes a number of Republicans who are worried about the PR problems of voting this Equal Rights Amendment, is they say, Well, you know, in these situations where it's obvious we need to treat people differently based on a certain characteristic, the amendment won't apply. You know, basically, and this is just kind of a feel-good affirmation of, you know, how equal we think everyone is, but, you know, any